This year has been dedicated L'chavad Zecharia v'Shoshana Westreich v'Yelidei Beisam. Yehi Ratzon sheyizku l'Torah u'l'hatzlacha v'nachas l'orech yomim mishanim tovim v'noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evanah Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara has a question. Boiru Chananya, hoitzi uberes yodoi bo azoro mau. Migu dahave mechitza legabi kochim have nami legabi dahai oidumo legabi dahai la mechitzu. The Gemara has a question like this. We know that the halacha is that if the uber sticks out its hand, we say that there's an isser on that hand because of a din of a basa besod the treifel oisechel. The question in the Gemara is whether if the uber sticks out its arm in the in Yerushalayim or Nazar or whatever it is, do we say that just like it's a mechitza, legabi kachim, it should be a mechitza also, legabi the din of ubasa besod the treifel oisechel. And therefore, we would say that it's not considered basar shiyatza or chutz mechitzasi. The question is, Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says that it's talking about not that the animal, the uber brought its hand back in. It's still talking about that the yad of the uber is outside of the mother. So, if so, you can ask a question. Because before we learned on Daf Samach Chesam and Aleph, that there's two dinim. Rashi over there, the Ramas Chaloylam, says that there's two halachas in the Torah. One halacha is basa besod the treifel isechelu, which means that if the uber stuck its hand out of its mother, even if it brings it back in, nevertheless that aver remains aser because it was yatzal chutz l'mechitzasay, because it left the mechitza. The other din is that there's a din of behema, that shechita of an animal works on the uber inside of it. So therefore, says Rashi over there, that even if you have a makim chatach, which is not considered yatzal chutz l'mechitzasay, nevertheless, if the uber does not bring its arm back in, then the makam chatach will be aser. Why? Because it's not considered behema of a behema. So the chazara won't help for, if it didn't bring it back in, it won't help for the makam chatach. So even though if it brings the hand back in, the makam chatach is mutter. Because it's not considered baser shiatza chutz l'mechitza, because it wasn't outside of the mechitza. But if it doesn't bring it back in, it's not going to be mutter. Why? Because it's not behema of a behema. It's not inside of the animal. So if it brings it back in, now it's inside. But if it doesn't bring it back in, it's not inside. So it comes out that besides for the din of basar shiyasa chutz l'mechitzasa, is another din that it has to be inside in order to get a heter. If so, the question is that in our Gemara, when the uber stuck out its hand in Yerushalayim, so or in the Azara, so even if it would bring it back in, we can understand the Gemara's question, because then the whole issur that we're discussing is only the issur of basar shiyatza chutz l'mechitzasai. But if it's still outside, which is mashma from Rashi, then the question is that even without the din of basar shiyatza chutz l'mechitzasai, it should not be motor, because not behema v'behema, it's not inside at the time of shechita. So if so, so what's it going to help me that migu to have a mechitza lein kachim? It should help l'gabi this iser. Who cares if it wasn't yatza chutz l'mechitzasai? At the end of the day, it's not behema v'behema, it's not inside. So I think maybe you could answer like this. That if we would only have a pasuk of behema b'behema, we wouldn't say that any little piece of the uber that sticks out is considered that it's not inside of the mother and the shechita doesn't help for it. Why? Because we would say that since the body of the uber, the main bulk of the body of the uber, the simonim perhaps of the uber, are inside of the mother, so the shechita of the mother helps with the uber. That's the pasuk of behema behema. If the Torah tells us behema behema, we don't have any pasuk about we would be justified in saying that even if the ober sticks out his hand, and the hand is still outside at the time of Shechita, nevertheless, it's not considered that the Shechita did not work on it. The Shechita would be able to work on that hand. Because the main body of the ober is inside of the mother, that's called behema, which is inside of another behema, and the shechita of the mother would work for the ober. Why does that change? The Gemara, like we said before, once we have a pasuk of basa shiatza chutzum chitzasa, so now all of a sudden there's two halachas. One halacha is that even if it brings it back and it's still asr because it was yatza chutzum chitzasa, and second of all, the makam chetach will be asr. If I'm right in what I'm saying, that without a pasuk of basar shiatza chutzum chitzasai, the halacha would be that even if it sticks out its hand, and its hand is still outside at the time of shechita, nevertheless, the shechita would work. So then if Rashi taught us before that the makam chetach doesn't have a din of basar shiatza chutzum chitzasai, so why would we then say that makam chetach is asr if it keeps it out? Didn't we just say that it's still considered behema since the main body of the ober is inside of the mother? So I think the answer is like this. Before the Torah tells us that there's a din of mechitza regarding basar, we would suddenly say, no, it's called behema behema. Once the Torah tells us that there's such a thing as basar shiatza chutzum chitzasai, that means I have to think about each piece of basar on its own. I have to think, is this piece of basar inside of its mechitza or not? That's the consideration I have to make. It's not enough for me to say that one behemah is inside of another behemah, for which it would be enough that the main body of the ober is still inside of the mother. That's not enough. I have to start thinking about each piece of basar. Now, each piece of basar, you can look at it two ways. You can question whether this basar was yatza chutz l'mechitzase, is it outside of the mechitza? In which case, it's over for this piece of basar, because once it went outside of the mechitza, it's basar shiatza chutzum chitzase, and we have an isser of basar basala trefel esechevel. But another point that we take out of this is that the walls of the rechim are considered a mechitza for the basar. And the basar has to be inside of that mechitza in order to be mutter. That second halacha is only learned out of this halacha of basar basala trefel esechevel. So really, we learn out two dinim from basar basala trefel esechevel. One halacha that we learned out is that if it goes outside of the walls, there's an isser. Another inference we can make from this pasuk is that there are walls of the animal that are considered mechitzos for each piece of basar. And it's not enough for the bulk of the ober to be inside. We also have to be toich ha-mechitzos in order for the shechita to work. So that inference would teach us that the makam chetach will be aser if it didn't bring it back in. Why? Because even though it wasn't yatza chutzal mechitzah, it didn't go outside of mechitzah, it doesn't have that iser of basar shiatza chutzal mechitzah, nevertheless, I can't use the mechitzos of the animal to be matir it, even though technically it would fall under the headline of behema bebehema. However, when I have mechitzas of Yerushalayim, or mechitzas of the Azara, which will be considered, we would say, migud av mechitzas lein in kachim, av mechitzas l'gabi hai, the meat, meaning that the meat is inside of its mechitzas, the basar is inside of the mechitzas, so since technically it's called behema bebehema, because the ober is inside, the main body of the ober is inside of the mother, and also this basar is inside of mechitzas, so therefore that would also be matir, even if it did not bring it back inside. So again, what we're trying to say is like this. We had a question that it would have seemed to us that the concept of mechitzas is only relevant once the ober brings its arm back in. Then we need to think about did it go out of the mechitzas or not. But if it's still outside, it doesn't make a difference if it's inside or outside of the mechitzas. What's important to know is it considered behema or behema? And we assumed in our question that we had a raya from Rashi and Daf Samaches that even though there's no din of yatza chutzal mechitza, nevertheless, aver that's still outside at the time of shechita would not be included in behema or behema. So it wouldn't make a difference to us whether or not the mechitzas of the azara work for the aver or not. So I think the answer that we're saying is that as far as the halacha behema behema, everything is called behema behema. We never have a problem that it's not considered behema behema. Both dinim of Rashi and Daf Samaches were both learned out of the din of mechitza. Just we learned out two dinim from mechitza. One din of mechitza is something that you can't fix up, because that's when it's yatza chutz of mechitza, when it's actually outside of the mechitza. The second din we learn out of mechitza is that it has to be actually actively inside of the mechitza in order to work. And for that, we could use migu also. We could use migu for both of these dinam. Number one, it wasn't yatzachotz. Number two, it's inside. Because that mechitza of the azara, the mechitza Yerushalayim, works for the ober, and therefore, this basar is considered that it's inside of the mechitza. So I'm suggesting that maybe the way we understood Rashi in the question was wrong, and both dinam are mechitza dinam, and not behema behema dinam, which would not be solved by the issue of the mechitzas of the Azara or Yerushalayim. That's a suggestion. I don't know if it's correct, but just to answer this question on Rashi.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.